Blog Talk Radio.
I go Willie B. I go Harimbe. I go Matumbo. The Kimbe. Get that Lewinsky. Will Smith pay. Independence Day. No Scientology. I know my geography. Roll up the collard green. I came up from poverty. Now fuck off my property. Fuck off my property. Fuck off my property.
I don't know the sound. Grim de la Grim. I don't fuck with them. Grim de la Grim. I was a grown man. I don't need no new friends. Funny how they smile and they grin. Two colors are hiding within. It's easy to slide and pretend when you wear the disguise of a friend. Wonder would she ride if I wasn't in the 500 Benz. I don't know, I don't get the shit. Why fuck with hoes that ain't interested? Smoke all your weed, drink all your liquor, and Snapchat the shit like it's Christmas gifts. Goddamn. Shit, I know cause I witnessed it. It's all about how they leave your life. It's never about how they entered it. Crip.
I
don't know the sound.
No sir, no sir, no sir.
Grim de la Grim. I don't fuck with them.
No sir, no sir, no sir.
Grim de la Grim.
Up to you have truth. It's Hotep Luya. That's humor. I'm past the rumors. I'm past the human. The body is trash. A bad computer. A ghost with massive tumors. Can't threaten a nigga like me with death. I'd be glad to do it and sprinkle my ashes on my mad computer and rap into it while blast the future and say that's the future. That's the future. The year is 5,625. Niggas is clapping and stomping in church, waiting for Jesus to come back alive. Niggas is still waiting on E.T. to come out the sky. Stop all the crime. Mentally ill and out of their mind. Niggas still waiting for Flex to get some supplies. Niggas is still like, damn, I was just talking to so-and-so the other day. How did they die? Why? Niggas is still waiting for politicians to admit that they lied. Since we all comrades, let them niggas street locked up in them contracts. You accepted as generous. Just cause the man let his boot off your neck just a little bit.
That shit.
If that shit was threatening, you wouldn't know that it did exist.
They
would've hid that shit from you like all of your history. They brought Bill not back from the dead just to get at me. They sent so many agents my way, I could start an agency. It's all about branding. Feel like a fraternity. Niggas wanna brand me. Niggas want Grammys. Niggas want families. Niggas think I'm crazy. I don't want a damn thing. Where the fuck's the manual? They can't understand me. They can't understand me. All this shit must go. All this shit is trash. There is not a plan B. Way too hard to let go. Where we gon' end up? Where we all landing? This is just a shit show. This is just a sick goal. I am only passion.
You are nearly conscious.
I've traveled so far. Couldn't tell you how far. Though I have been a million places at once. Many lives I have lived. Many battles I fought. alone. If you're looking for trouble, you ain't gotta look far. Without the presence of dawn, wouldn't be any thought. You may know who I am, but do you know who you are? You are, you are. These ropes, they don't go nowhere. These highways are a dead end. I've had my share of losses, I've had my share of blessings, and I sure know what hell is. And I ask you this question, if we ourselves ain't perfect, then how do we know what heaven is like?
What's the day? Out of space, still in search of something great.
Something great.
In the museum of broken toys, just trying to fill the void. Yeah, I wake up a different year, different fears, tables turn, I try not to interfere. Yeah, shifting gears, trying to steer, things change, see it getting smaller, in my rearview mirror. Are you here? Are you really here? Can you hear me clear? Biggest fear, hate to say goodbye, hate to disappear. Yeah, tell me, are you really here? If it's just imagination, hate to see it disappear.
But I don't think that they play enough. I don't know if I'm right or not. Tell me whoever stops growing up. We're just
to the world if the world don't mean something to you.
Hey,
focusing on all the negative, the only thing that's negative is something in you. Hey, we become the people that hurt us the most. That's why the saying is keep your enemies close. Start giving attention to what you don't want in life, or be prepared to experience it the most. I became everything I used to criticize. How that look inside the critic's eyes. Yeah, but all roads lead home. We just arrived at a different time. Are you here? Are you really here? Can you hear me clear? Biggest fear, hate to say goodbye, hate to disappear. Yeah, tell me, are you really here? If it's just imagination, hate to see it disappear.
They tell me that I play a lot, but I don't think that they play enough. I don't know if I'm right or not. Tell me whoever stops growing up.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Real quick, man, the reason why I stopped, you know, it's 55, you're going 91.
Oh, man.
What's the hurry, man?
Hey,
taking my girl out on a date tonight.
Yeah. You ain't more marijuana in the car, do you?
No.
You already smoke it off?
Yep.
Alright. I'm gonna get you, dude. Just don't touch that gun, alright, man?
Alright.
We'll get you to step on out here real quick with me, okay?
Alright.
I don't make the rules. I just break the rules. Best stay in tune. Cause I'm breaking news. I pay my dues. I done pay my dues. Can't tell me shit. I don't know you.
So untraditional. You so regular. You so basic. You so unoriginal. Not a second go by that I'm not offending you. They say Bob ain't hip-hop, I don't know why, I guess it must be the stage name. Huh, or put me on the track with any MC, motherfucker know they better bring the A-game. Yeah, and they say they need to clean my lyrics to a child that sounds suggestive. Okay, I do that when the fucking government stops harboring child molesters. In a town where you could be face down arrested and get shot if you sound aggressive. And here I go, trying to break through to the trouble you, but I can't cause your child was sheltered. How protective is too protected? How neglected is too neglected? How every year it's a new flu epidemic? How every year it's a new terrorist group with nuclear weapons? Can't be coincidental, orchestrated like an instrumental. If you use your mental, life ain't complicated, shit is usually simple.
Man, I don't make the rules, I just break the rules. Best stay in tune, cause I'm breaking news. I pay my dues, I done pay my dues. Can't tell me shit, I don't owe you dues.
Owe you shit, I don't owe you shit. And you know that shit, and you know that shit. I won't coexist with no bogus bitch. Poof, be gone, hocus pocus, bitches. Got no time for clown ass niggas. Chatty patty full of gossip niggas. Word on the street, you a bottom nigga. Old private party Illuminati member. Bobby don't get no fuck photo. Talk all that shit on the photo. Pop all that shit on the timeline. When they see me, they still want a photo. I call that free promo. I call that free promo. This shit is amazing. This isn't your awakening. History in the making, huh? They want me to behave, but I can't cause I cannot be bought. There is not a journey that cannot be sought. I plan to win ball. Is that light at the end of the shit just we saw? I can't with your ball. A nation of children that cannot be taught. They say this shit is just cannabis talk, but without it my thoughts are just crammed in a vault.
I don't make the rules, I just break the rules. Best stay in tune, cause I'm breaking news. I pay my dues, I don't pay my dues. Can't tell me shit, I don't owe you, dude.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. All right. Royalty, royalty, royalty to everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Royalty, royalty, royalty again to everybody. Thank you guys again for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Ruta 7 Oracle. Some may know me as Keaton Boyd. And today at Motivational Classroom, we are going to do the part four. Now, I've been doing Spiritual Soul Sunday as far as part one through three, right? But in Motivation Classroom today, I wanted to end with, you know, what if God was the devil, right? So if you guys are just now tuning in to this, please go back in the show archives and look for What If God Was the Devil Part 1 and go on. I've been doing it for about a month. So go back and listen to the first three parts. Or, you know what, the link is going to be in the show notes, guys. If you want to link out and watch the full or listen to the full lecture, you're welcome to do so on your own timing. But this lecture, you guys, was the lecture that changed my life. You know what I'm saying? Listening to this one, it gave me a different perspective of Christianity. It gave me a different perspective on, you know, just what if all of this shit is truly in reverse? You know what I mean? So Bobby was giving some great feedback and everything. So we're going to finish and wrap this up today. I'll be in and out, you know, to discuss, but this is 4 hours in. This was a 6-hour lecture. So that's 2 hours. So it's going to take up a whole podcast, but I'll be back in and out. And most of all, I'll be back to wrap, to close out.
So in here, they'll tell you that the fool is only a fool would fall in love with the physical body. They say that Christ said that you must be acquainted with self. They say, what is self? They say self is this, they say self is that which is invisible and inside of you. It's the only thing that you're supposed to be trying to unravel the mystery. They say the fool is intrigued with that particular thing that he sees. So they'll talk about the fool in here, and the fool is surely the origin of the fool, because they're not talking about conditions. Because they're talking about purity of original soul. They don't get into what your conditions are. We are all fools in the conditions, but that's not by our choice. You understand? But they're talking about a fool. They're talking about one that whatever he does, and no matter how much knowledge he learns, he's still going to be a fool. Because the only thing he has is the physical body, because he's made of dust, and that's it. So they're not talking about you, because in here they said that the person that we're not talking about is the sacred seed of Set, or Soot. The sacred seed of Soot will be redeemed in the end no matter what. He has to go through suffering, he has to go through trouble, but he will be redeemed in the end. Never say anything about this particular sacred seed. Since you have the seed, they say the seed is hidden within you. And in so much as the outside, they say you do not live at all. There's no, you've never existed as far as your physical life. You had a house on down, you know, you had a house on Fair Street, and you did this kind of shit here, and you went to college, and your grandmama did that shit. That don't exist. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Now, all of a sudden, you know, I respect my family, but I don't treat my family in the same way as stuff is so much important to me. You know what I'm saying? And this is not being negative. It's understanding that in actuality, none of our traditions never existed. The only thing existed is that's a house that gives activity to house the original God which is in me while it is asleep. But now since it's awakened, none of that shit don't make no difference no more. All the pride, all the traditions, all my goddamn memories, it don't mean nothing to me acting like a damn fool. You understand what I'm saying? And all this kind of stuff here, and all the good times and all this kind of stuff. So this is what they're talking about here. That's what the seed is talking about as far as the revelation of the seed and all. So they're saying that it's worthless for the simple doggone fact that the physical body is something they wouldn't hide nothing, because they had to hide the spiritual seed from a dollar block, because he said he was going to kill all of you. And then he sent his evil spawns down here. But the key to that is this seed that is in you, because they say he's very arrogant to this day. He don't think. Looking at you physically, and you are loading him because you're in a physical body and you're trapped. He don't think that you're going to rise. And so she's now here. In the crystal city of the stone mountain city of Atlanta by way of spiritual voyage. And so once we resume, she's going to give a channel of what Tupac came and said. With what Tupac came and said. So you back? It's back home. And so I tell you what. Yeah.
Tupac was first shot, right? The story gave my next day, after.
Uh-huh.
And she gave me all the information. So like the damn end of all of his medical stuff. So, she told me when he was dying, when we got in the room with him. And then later, when I was pregnant, because I know his family, it was just like. Before the video came out, he said, "Well, yeah, I'm just white people the whole time. You know, around here, the white people Sunday, and I'm like,
yeah." Well, yeah, we can start back. Well, this one thing I can say since we started back. It's not by mistake. Now, one thing about it, in spite of all the stuff, he did know he was gonna die, and I'll give him that. He did know he was gonna die, because the new CD that's coming out in 2 weeks. Have him nailed to the cross dead. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah, right. And I mean, that new video with the white suit, like you're saying and all, you know, the man literally knew he was going to die. So that is profound in that particular sense. And not only that, too, they've been having a Tupac marathon on the TV, on a BET all this last week. And I was doggone it, all his videos from the last 3 years, he was constantly talking about dying. So if his coming was just for that alone, he was constantly talking about dying. You know, they showed some of these back videos, like 93, he was talking about dying. You see, so maybe that was the reason why he raised a little hell while he was here. Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's it. So now, what we're going to do is Sister Shakira is going to, Sister Shakira is going to read her channel from Tupac Shakur. Okay, you can go ahead. I got this EV thing to pick up that part. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But I just sit right here. This will work. And we're going to read this here, and she'll get it.
Okay. This was yesterday, 10 p.m. This is my warmest greetings to all. First, I was very surprised at the impact my death on it had on the nation, especially young people. Why do tears and don't be sad? Because I'm peaceful and happy. In fact, I'm very, very happy. I extend my deepest love to all the people. I feel your love vibration and accept your prayers. Keep sending your prayers. I most definitely appreciate them. For my loved ones, my family, my girl kids, and the whole crew of my homies in the hood, I watch over all of y'all. While I'm there with you, especially at night, you can tell the crib that you can tell the crib in L.A. and keep what you see you should. Tell my sister keep on being there for moms and don't fall to pieces every time someone mentions my name. I need for you to be strong. Hey, Jazz, the Jazzing guy. How's my honey doing? Girl, I see you taking charge. I come and take you out sometimes, so I can't help but laugh because you're bugging they try to miss you. I can't see if you don't like that. Keep this to my number one girl next to my mom. Dry your tears, baby. I know you miss me. You look at my pictures inside, but I'm right there with you. Don't be afraid. I know you're scared of who you should talk to this time. However, the truth will come to light. Someone you will be assigned to the case, and you should cooperate with them because he's on. Say hi to your mother and your sister. I still love them. What's cue up to you? Tell Mr. Jones to take it easy and don't work too hard. You should try to get some rest. People, it's important for y'all to stop killing and fighting each other. Release all the jealousy and anger because it's not worth losing your life over petty stuff. Believe me, people, your lives are so precious. Treasure every waking moment. Brothers, tell your girls you love and lose all that pride. Stop fronting in front of your homeboys and keep it real, y'all. All that boasting don't mean nothing. You're supposed to be helping each other out. Make time for your family. Stop hanging in the streets so much and chilling the house sometimes. Spend time with your girl and get to know one another instead of trying to get to roster and being a player all the time. Wake up, crew. My departure from the physical world should be a wake-up call for all of y'all. Real soldiers don't give up. They keep on fighting to the end. Let not my death be in vain. Let my words and the verses in my song ring, reminding and enlightening you, because I came in the world with a struggle and left with a struggle. And although they shot up my body and think that I'm dead, my spirit lives on and on and on. Yes, I'm alive and in spirit, and my soul rejoices. Keeping it real, y'all. Keeping love. Now, this came today. What's up, crew? I'm touched by the outpour of affections and love. I'm glad that y'all keep jamming to my rhymes and verses because I was rapping, hoping that y'all get the message. I was a man born with a mission. I was a soldier with a quest. And now that I've shed my earthly skin, I'm going to keep on fighting. Too much injustices have been committed against me and my people. It would be cool if I said put the Glock down and stop gangbanging, but let's examine the reasons why we do what we do. Why are my people still enslaved by this crooked and satanic system? Why are my homies and fellow comrades getting locked up? Who put the Glocks in our hands in the first place? Who swarm and infest our neighborhoods with drugs? They got us on the civilians, watching our every move, imprisoning us in projects, clocking our every move. Don't the babies and children, don't they deserve to be free? If this is our land, the land of the free and the brave, then why aren't you free as you want to be? And why we got to be scared to be brave because trained assassins got their dog on our asses? We have suffered enough, been brutalized enough, been raped enough, been starved enough, and been tempted enough. The war is on, enough said. We are those blind motherfuckers who call themselves politicians, the elected officials who got elected in office, black like me, yet they refused to come near my ass while I was locked up on trumped up charges. Where was the concern when I got senselessly gunned down and the cold ass motherfuckers drive a white Cadillac and got away? All of a sudden, nobody's talking. Nobody saw nothing. Everybody's trying to protect their asses. The people know who I'm talking about. This does not involve my family. I see the real bullshitters and the real con artists. I'm watching y'all. Nobody can take the pain away that was inflicted on my family and real friends as they watch me bleeding profusely, lying helplessly in that hospital bed. No words can bring me back physically, but still I live on. I'm immortal, and I walk with the ancestors. I walk with Brother Malcolm, Brother Marvin, Brother Newton, and I finally sat down and talked with Red. He's still telling jokes. I also met some of my homies who arrived before I did, and we have plenty to talk about. To everyone, I say, don't be afraid of death. Don't just sit there and take my words and what are you doing to help the black community? All are talking, but where is the action? Stick together, people. There's too much empty spaces between y'all. Stop looking down on those bums on the street. Feed and shelter the poor and be kind-hearted. The government aren't looking out for us, so we got to look out for each other. We got to clean up our own mess. Check up on the elderly. Make sure they ate and run some errands for them. They get too neglected too often. Visit the sick in the hospitals and don't turn your back on the brothers in the jail cells. They represent a part of you that's locked up. When they kill me, they kill a part of you too. We're all part of the whole. When I hurt, you hurt, and when you are hurt, I am definitely hurt. Think about it. Good love, my people, and don't give up hope. Celebrate life in your living and enjoying good on all others. All power to the people from Brother Huey. One love from Brother Marzael. That's a deep brother. Brother Malcolm says he's checking out Minister Farrakhan. He laughs. Free the land, y'all. Stop being slaves and become masters again. Keep your heads up. I'm out. Brother Abdul Shakur.
Now, it's interesting that some people is new to this as far as the channel. That don't sound like something that can be true, that you can get in contact with a person that's passed from the physical body. But once you start living this and stuff, this is actually so commonplace until now. Obviously, we're dealing with a spiritual element that the majority of people can't even think can be done. You see what I'm saying? And basically reading this to the masses of the people and all, they would never, ever believe this type of thing and all. So it's funny that we could even get this particular spiritual channel that would actually come down and stuff. And basically that's letting you know that, man, for the mere fact that for you to witness a person death, what, about 2-3 weeks ago now? 2 weeks ago, and then all of a sudden, you see what I'm saying, you could actually get that channel. And it's funny because the brother, he contacted Ricky, Cam Cam. He said he was coming in very strong with Cam Cam because he said that the reason why he contacted Cam Cam, because Cam Cam said, well, he said, but you don't know me. We didn't know each other in this life, but we used to be partners in another life. Yeah, he said we used to be partners in another life. So therefore, he was coming in very strong with Cam Cam, which is Ricky up in Massachusetts. He was coming in strong with him and all and different things. And basically, he was telling him, he didn't tell him too much talk too much about himself. He just told Ricky that basically, you know everything there is to know as far as basically we know all the knowledge that we need to know. It's just having confidence in it. So basically, that's what he was saying. You know, basically, you know what time it is, but you know the spiritual things and all. It's just a matter of having confidence in it. You see what I'm saying? And so that's what he actually, said to Cam Cam, which is Ricky, he'll be, I think he'll be moving down in about 2 weeks, he said.
I see that, when you start mentioning him in that community info,
mm-hmm.
His aura is very strong, vibrant, yellow, and he's a very personable person. I've never met him in this life.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very personable and warm, caring person, because he started asking me for some questions and about myself.
Uh-huh.
So how come we didn't get burned people before, you know? Mm. You know, how come the female, you know, good stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Like, he likes, you know, the female energy. And he comes often, you know, and he wanted to know, he was very concerned about his mother, and he wanted to know if the message got to her and stuff. And so he's very concerned about his people. It's not like with the trade, you know, in the media and stuff. It's hard, you know, brutal person. He's a very sensitive, warm, caring person. And I just met him in the spirit. And, you know, he's likable, you know.
Mm.
So he comes, you know, every now and then. He was met in the spirit by Brother Malcolm and Brother Marvin and Hugh and Houston. And then they went and got his father. And they sat down and talked. I also got, based on that, I also got a piece from Brother Malcolm based on that too, because Brother Malcolm, they discussed about what was the latest happening down here, because they all got jobs on that side, so they're busy. And so, you know, Brother Mr. Corey, he comes to what was going on, what was the lowdown, and that's why Brother Malcolm said he's taking on Louis Farrakhan, because, you know, Tupac told him what was going on and stuff. And so I have a piece that I was titled and I was just really dear and about what Brother Malcolm had to say, you know, about us in general, his piece of advice to us, you know. And and he's learning. Tupac is like he's learning, he's going through the schooling and he's schooling on that side and he's learning. But he comes in and out, you know. He just walked right into the heavens. He didn't go through no suffering, no hell damnation, and all of that, you know, because he was very prepared to die, you know. And that helps. When you're aware of that, you embrace it. You know, you don't be scared, and that's what you say. Don't be scared. But he walked straight, because he decided he wasn't coming back into that physical body because he couldn't stand up. You know, he refused to come back living like that because he did not want to live like an invalid. So he decided that he was going to go.
Yeah, that's it. Sometimes most people have the choice on whether they can stay or not. But they look around and say, hell, I'm going to be down here from neck up and neck down, and I'm paralyzed. Some of them be like, you know, get all messed up. Who the hell want to be walking around like Superman with a damn thing in your throat? And just, I mean, hell, you might as well just. Now, white people, they want to stay down here because, you see, but, you know, brothers be like, you know, I see peace and all, I'm going to get the hell on. Because it's selfishness. Only people really have to deal with death is us down here, not the dead.
He had the option to stay because mm-hmm. when he first got up here, they said he wasn't signing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, and he talked to him, he got permission to stay. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not going there.
Mm-hmm. See, because he, what you was getting to say? Yeah, but he didn't say who did it, did he?
He said he knew, he believes that he knows the inside job. You know, Biggie didn't do it, and he knows the inside job.
Mm-hmm.
And he was burnt out of the house without his vest on. He said he blamed himself for not putting it on.
Well, what Juju got was that that guy was into a whole lot of stuff.
Sure.
It's like the record company was started by getting some money from some niggas that he got to pay up. You see what I'm saying? Because you got to, probably the origin of it, where did he get the origin of it? He is pretty damn young. Where did he get the origin to start this thing? And so based on that, it's some stuff that's rotting in the cotton. And so when it all boiled down, it was just like the classic mobster type thing. Not from the mob, but the new mob, which is Negro mob. Say, hey, you know, you owe us and that kind of thing. Yeah, and they said that the white boy, now, you know, white people, this white guy who was a major critic said that they saw the movie and they said that the guy had superb acting skills. And that's what the white boy said. You see, but then again, on the other hand, what black actor who, most black people never really had to have acting skills because we have to have a dual role anyway. That's the reason why you can have people like Eddie Murphy who never acted in their day and come right in and do major roles. Why is it that black people can automatically act? Because, hell, we got to act. Just we
got to act when we go to business. And so, and when we come to the hood, we got to act in another way. So therefore, it pays off when you go to Hollywood. You say, oh, shit, I can do that. You know, that ain't nothing to do. So most black people are natural actors and stuff. You see, like that, all this kind of, you see. So let's finish this Gnostic thing up. The demiurge world, which is the demonized world, is the basic pattern that belongs to these terms in relationship with the Gnostic myth, involves the era of fallen wisdom. The material world and its rulers emerge from a displaced power and wisdom. The demonic powers created a psychic material Adam, which is man. The archons giving a glimpse of the immortal man that leads them to give Adam a form of a superior than their own, which means that the immortals, they gave rise to this Adam, and they gave him a form superior to their own. After the wisdom secretly provides Adam with spirit and powers that recognize that their creation and his power is superior to their own, they seek further means to imprison humans in ignorance and to imprison humans in ignorance. So what is this is to verify what I told you. Once they saw what they created, because Sophie had snuck up behind them, they realized they had created a power that was superior to their own because it had the original Christ of the original creator broken up and put into all of us that will become one now, and that's what you get the word covenant from, and all the Ark of the Covenant, which is a disc, which is all of the stars, all of the ones down here coming back to oneness and stuff. So once they realized that, they said, well, we got to keep them in ignorance. So that's why the last 2,000 years we've basically been in ignorance. The Gnostic mystery, the angels are demonic powers that seek to introduce passions into humankind, thus enslave the Gnostic race. The demiurge was unable to eradicate all of the Gnostic race, which is black people. The creator gave devices and schemes with his powers, but the rest of the episode is clearly variant of priest. Of Christian Jewish tale. Now, the other Gnostic story identifies that the demonic are the seven planetary rulers and their hostility towards Adam of us and wisdom to throw them out of heaven to the earth, or throw them out of heaven to the earth, and they begin to operate in sinful. Demons, as sinful demons. Now, basically what it says here, in order to counter the influence of the demonic powers, the immortal, which is our ancient ancestors, or the actual gods, sent Gnostic spirit into the world to reveal knowledge. And they tried to pollute these beings by maligning their seed with them, but this plan failed. Now, what do they mean by that? They said that In order to counter the God that sets over this particular realm and his particular angels, they sent other gods from Sirius and the other planets and the other spiritual zones to give us knowledge. So basically they sent channels and different things to the priests, and they wrote out all these things in scripture. And so the Gnostic race said, hey, we know what we'll do to get them off the path. We will pollute their seed, will pollute their seed within them. But their plans failed. Now, why did their plan fail? Because they tried to pollute the seed by, they created a what you would call a counterfeit spirit. They tried to pollute the seed, but their plan failed for the simple fact that each time a counterfeit spirit comes in touch with a black person, it becomes a real spirit, which means, you know what I'm saying, which we are examples of that ourselves. You see what I'm saying? We are examples of that ourselves. So the basic thing that did work is they gave us passions and stuff based on material items to get us off of the higher realm, to get us off of the actual higher realm. So now I want to get to a few other scriptures and stuff, and then I want to get this thing going on. But I'm gonna give a few other scriptures. What they say is in contrary what we say. The Gnostic also believed that sex was first pleasurable, procreation second. which means, okay, we know you're going to have babies, but that's given, being you're trapped into a reincarnation cycle. But they said that spiritual pleasures was more superior for the simple fact that you can harness a certain amount of energy within you, which you know is sexual tantra. So therefore, even in the Gnostic thing, they said it is not. Now, this is going to sound strange to you because you've been thinking in a way of thinking. You've been in a way of thinking a different doctrine. They said that it is not bad to abort the baby. Now, so people are saying, it scared me too, I'm busy hearing their conversation. They say it's not really bad to abort the baby. Now, what does they mean by that? They knew that most of the people on the earth was going to have children anyway. What the Gnostic people said was, hey, that you are only stopping a spirit from being trapped in the damn prison anyway. So it's not really bad. It only becomes bad when it was, and you know, they used to use certain birth control and all this kind of thing here, but they said it only became bad based on moralism when they say go forth and multiply, because the dollar drops want to keep spirits down here trapped. You see what I'm saying? So when you look at it that way, it's not bad. But the simple fact, you didn't kill nothing. You can't kill that. You can only stop that from dying. It's dead when it comes into the physical body, unless it gets the chance to live and coming into knowledge itself. So that means it can come into the physical body for reincarnation after reincarnation and don't learn no knowledge, and that means you're just talking about something that's being dead. The whole time is down here. Oh. It's only living when...
Are y'all listening? Are y'all listening to what Bobby is saying? That is the overstanding, you guys. You know, that's the overstanding. Powerful.
It comes into the knowledge of what it really is. Because the original thing you were God. Because you were that of the original creator. You see what I'm saying? Or either that of Atlantis when you knew that you were God. So the only time you live is that when so they say coming into wisdom. That's in what? Proverbs. The coming of wisdom is the knowledge of the Lord. One of them, what do they mean by that? They're talking about the knowledge of you being Lord. I self Lord and Master Islam. You see what I'm saying? I self Lord and Master. So that's what they mean by that. It's when you are becoming that particular part. And so it wasn't nothing for them to abort. But a simple doggone fact that it's different than what you're thinking of. They were stopping something from coming, and they can abort for the simple fact that they understood that this was death down here. So we're talking about changing a whole way of your thinking is what we're talking about here. Changing a whole way of your actual thinking and all. Now, they talk about the food. What is the food? The food is the seed by the visual realm. So I've been telling you before, they said, that nigga, they're crazy. I can't see that. That's some old spook stuff. How in the devil I can see? It's the same thing with the same thing what the Christians been saying, but they done distorted stuff until you just get a bad flavor on anything they say. Because their stuff was rooted out of this. So they say the food is deceived by the visual realm. The food, good and evil, are exactly the same. So they're saying as long as you are that takes on the practices of this original fool, you are a fool too, and you are exactly the same. For the wise person will be nourished by truth and knowledge and will be like a tree planted in the streams of water. Indeed, there are some people who have wings and they fly. They fly through the visual realm. This is far from the truth, for which leads them mainly to fire. Now, let me explain that to you in a few minutes. Will presently truth-like absorption and will shine upon them corruptingly, what they mean by that, as beauty, and take them captive in sweet, dark sweetness, and will catch them up in fragrant pleasure. Now, what do they mean by that? They say here that a person who goes to the light, go to the fire, that will be, he will be caught up because he'll be trapped in beauty. Anytime the beauty thing on the physical realm, and you are so captivated by the beauty, that's one of the desires of a doll of brass. They keep talking about fire here, fire. Guess what a doll of brass is? The original sun is the sun behind the sun. Our sun is a reflection, supposedly, of an original sun. The original sun being Sirius, which is now not in space, is down here on Earth, and it's inside of you. That's where Sirius is. Heaven realm is within. That means it is inside of you. And when you look out there, and if you so happen to find the body star in the constellation, you're only reflecting something that is inside your brain. That's the way it is. Ain't nothing out there in the heaven. That's all a hologram. But when you see the light, you're only reflecting something that's only inside of you. It's just like being in a dark house, and you see got a movie screen of the physical world, and you're thinking that movie screen is reality. And while you're looking at that, you can't see the actual stars that's inside of your head. Even because you're looking in the movie and seeing the stars up in the sky, but all that is nothing but a reflection of what's on the inside of you. So when you're dealing with the real sun is the hidden sun, Amen Ra. Amen, which means hidden, the hidden sun, Amen Ra. So the real sun is inside of you. The fake sun is out there in the sky. That's a doll of rock. That's who a doll of rock is. Remember now, a doll of rock rules the seven planetary spheres. He don't rule his upper triad because you can get out through divine understanding, which I'm going to explain how to kill him. And then you go to this is called the archetypal world, and this is the premier mobile, which is Keva. But all of this goes like, in a way down here, because one is in the other. We'll explain that in question and answer. But the key is the sun right here, Tipperath, number 6, is Tipperath the sun. What does it say? It says B-U-A-U-T-Y, beauty. That's a doll of rock, which is the fake sun. That sun that you see out there is the one that's keeping all of you in slavery, because that sun lights up this holographic world and makes the light so bright that you can't see with inwardly into the spiritual world. That's why you do your best shit at night. That's when you're at the peace, when you're at night. And guaranteed, the more spiritual you'll get, the more you'll hate the sun to shine. I swear to God. I love it now when it's cloudy outside and it's raining. And black people used to like it too, because that's the time when you go and do sex, when some good rain coming. You ever heard that before? That, you understand? That's spiritual. Sex is the ultimate of spirituality is sex. You used to go and do the sex when the rain would come in the whole time, 9 yards and stuff, or when? At night. You see what I'm saying? And I don't care how you do it in the daytime and how erotic it is, it still ain't as good as at night. That's why things are more romantic at night, because night is our time, because night is the most spiritual time, because you don't have that sun out there distracting things. And even if you ever will channel, if you ever channel, you can channel better at night than you can in the morning, because also in the morning, when everything is up, when that sun is out, you got all your negative thoughts going on. And the best time to channel at night when things are cooling down. And that's when you are using the energy that is inside of you. You understand what I'm saying? That's why when you see the gargoyles, now this ain't vampirism. The gargoyles, they wake up at night because the melanin, which is the sun inside, is more active at night. That's right. Or they just try to get me out of the damn sun. You know, that's why when you go to Africa, what do the black men do? They sit under the tree. All day. They're chilling on the stump. So when we got over here, the people saying that you lazy and stuff, that ain't our energy. And so now when you see the black man around the liquor store and all this kind of thing here, he's only, the liquor is involved, but in actuality, he's only doing something which he's been programmed to do since he's been on the planet, and that's chill out. And that's why black people chill out during the daytime and stuff, and when they used to before time got so drastic that they had to do all this particular stuff. But in the daytime, when you were working and stuff, you were that's given to doggone Caesar's what is his, which is the devil. You see what I'm saying? And all the negative energy. A dollar broth is the one that light up this beauty. That's the fake sun there. That's why that sun don't shine outside of the earth and this atmosphere, because it's only a hologram. That's because that's the fake sun. And as long as you love that sun, it keeps you from getting the sun, which is on the inside of you. So he traps you up in beauty. He traps you up in beauty, and that's what that particular sun is with the dollar broth and all. Now let me get a few more things and all, because I want to, I got some few other, I'm just giving you a rendition of the scripture that shows that everything, if you start reading this scripture, surely it's not going to be nothing moralistic as you say. They say, well, what about living long and all? They say, well, the hell with it. They say, why? They say, give under a dollar about which is his. They say, basically, the Gnostic scriptures say, basically, hey, you worrying about the wrong thing with all this obedience. And even with the Jesus is talking about him, they say, well, what about diet? He said, why do something that you hate to do? You know you like to eat, so eat, drink, and be merry. Now, that's what Jesus is saying in here. I'm telling you, basically, everything that the black man does and the black woman does that you call the lowly, despised group of people that's out here in the street, other than a foreign substance that they own, is basically what you're supposed to be doing. And basically what it is it's not so much as taking responsibility in this life in so much as it is paying attention to the other realm. So you say, well, I take responsibility based on my kids. Your kids don't need but one thing, something to put in their damn stomach, and they don't need all of that. Your kids are more advanced than what you think. And as long as you put the excuse off on your children, you understand what I'm saying? That's the problem we have and all this, because we train to say that these particular children are things that in actuality need more care than we think they need. You see what I'm saying? Now, let's deal with some stuff on a dollar block. It's going to be in this book. So they talk about the fate of the fool. The fool is now look at this. The fool is basically, it's the white man in here and black people who are dead, but they're not permanent fools in here. It says, a wise person relies upon truth. The Savior's answer saying, blessed are those wise people who seek truth or who have sought truth, once have found it and has relied upon it forever, has not feared those who wish to cause disturbance. So they're saying the truth. And so basically, the wise man that they're talking about, that's you. And all. You should associate with your own kind. Okay, now, you understand why the Bible got to be in here, because the Gnostic scriptures say, hey, listen, you should associate with your own kind. And this is what Thomas, the Gospel of Thomas that they took out of the book, says to the Lord. Is it best for us, is it best for the rest of us among to rest among our own? Thomas said, answered and said, Lord, is it best for us to rest among our own? And the Savior said, indeed, it is useful and good for you, plural. You see what I'm saying? Plural, that's what it says. It is indeed, so that's saying you're supposed to be with your own kind. Now, there's a difference between the real scriptures and the scriptures that was carved up, which is the word of the doggone Roman government. And the only reason why you don't know that is because you understand the historical concepts of what happened. A book that can be ordered if you want to get the political thing on all that messed up stuff that went down is this book, which was out of print for years. This is one of John Henry Clark's favorites, and it's called Who Is This King of Glory? The Critical Study in the Christos Messiah Tradition. Christos Messiah for Tradition. And they talk about who is this king of glory. And it talks about how the Roman government took all the scriptures around. And he goes, take this stuff all the way back to Egypt, Islam, and everything. Who is this king of glory? Is Alvin Boyd Kuhn is his name. Who is this king of glory? As a matter of fact, John Henry Clark told me about that book back in 81. But I had to wait until the out of print company, which is Kessinger, to put the book out. Who is this King of Glory by Alvin Boyd Kuhn is his name. and it deals with that particular stuff on how they the historical thing on how they took those scriptures and made those scriptures other than what they actually say. You should ignore the fool. Thomas's answer said, we can say in the presence of the people, they will say that to the blind person, which is teaching, that shall utter the wretched mortals and say, we have come for doing good and not for revealing. Moreover, they will say, if we had been born in the flesh, then we should not become acquainted with our iniquities. The Savior say, truly, do not consider these people to be human beings. Now, that's saying don't even consider these fools to be human beings. Rather count them as demonic, no, as domestic animals. Now, let's go back to the thing before that on what they said. They said, if we not have been born in the flesh, we would not have become acquainted with our iniquity. So they're saying that in actuality, it's okay to be spirit if we had not been born in flesh. So that's what the doggone Bible says you, that you're born in sin and you are evil inherently. That's what the Bible says. All through the whole book, they never say that the man is Christ-like other than Jesus Christ. They always say that the man is evil, and he needs one man to save him. And here they say, and that's basically what they said in this passage, but the sailors say, truly do not consider these people as human beings. Rather count them as domestic animals. For just as animals devour one another, so also human beings of this kind devour one another. This is on page 406 of the book. We should ignore the fools. Punishment of the fools. But they are excluded from the kingdom, insomuch as they love the sweetness of fire, which is the sun, and service of death, and pursue deeds of defilement. The perfect desire of their ancestors. So they're talking about a people. It's as plain as day. They will be cast down into the abyss and punished, and the fate belonging to the bitterness of their evil nature. Indeed, they will be flogged until they rush wither, and they will not, they will be flogged until they rush wither, and they will not. You have to figure out what they mean by that. And they will recede from their limbs, and not partly, but despair, and they will rejoice at the madness and become dumbfounded, being they rush towards the dumbfoundedness, which is ignorance, with not understanding their madness, and thinking that they are wise. That's what the white man does. Their body with their heart set upon their own selves, and their thoughts upon their actions, so they are in love with the physical body and their actions. They are just in love with themselves. But is the flame that will consume them. Now, they're talking about the kundalini that will burn them up. And I understand they got a TV show on about people burning up now. What's called? Yeah, but they put black people in there and all. And it says, Thomas answered and said, Lord, will each of them be cast down into them? Which each of them be cast down. And I am very anxious about them, since many oppose them. The Savior answers and says, What do you think? Jude is called Thomas, and the Lord, and they who should listen to. So they're going through this whole thing about the punishment of them. But they say, do not even consider them as human beings. Now, here it is in black and white, and now the beautiful part about this is we can't front no more and say what the Bible says, because this is the real stuff that the Bible came from. Dug up in 1945. You see, dug up in 1945. You know, these are the real ones. Now, there's two of these. There's the Gnostic scripture, and then there's the Nag Hammadi Library by James Robinson. But I would suggest the Gnostic scripture, because what they do it took them 19 or 18 years, but they have gone in and actually they translated them at first. You got the raw scriptures in the Nag Hammadi Library, this big book. This one, they came in and they put the headings under what the actual scriptures say. So you just go to the headings and then boom. Sometimes you can read the headings and don't even have to go into what the Christ is actually saying. But it's beautiful in here. And this is the beautiful part about this, that which makes this different than the Bible. In here, the Christ surely states, he says, I am the Redeemer, but I myself have to be redeemed. And then I will redeem those who I come after, and they redeem me. He never, ever has a superiority that he is over the people that he is coming to redeem, because it's talking about the Christ which is in you. And it says the Christ, so the Christ is in you. So this is like your inside spirit speaking inside out. And it says, I am the Christ, which is your inner self, saying, I am the Redeemer, but I have to be redeemed. So that's what you're doing now. You're going through the struggle to redeem it. Then it says, I come and I redeem them, and they redeem me, which is saying that, then my siblings, we are all at one. So that means we're talking about none other than, they give you, in so many words, that you're talking about a race of people other than one person, because the Christ is within. And never in here does he come and literally says that he is above the people that he is redeeming, because he is in every one of the people, which is clearly stated in all of the books. You see what I'm saying? So we're talking about pure scriptures if you take the time to sit down and read them, but never read them as if it's outside of yourself. And that's where you mess up. Reading one damn book that you heard 2,000 years ago, when it is meant for you to get this book now and read this particular book as a doggone pathway to your soul. You see what I'm saying? As a pathway to your soul. Now let's get a few other things on a dollar bra. And then we're gonna go into how to kill him, and a few other things we're gonna deal with before we close out tonight. You know. The reproof of Adolabroth's arrogance. Their teeth is blind because of its power. It lacks the acquaintance, and it is arrogant, and it said of power. It is I who am God. There is no one apart from me. This is what he said. He's so damn arrogant. You know, that's just, the Bible does put that in there to let you know who's talking. It is no one apart from me. It is said that I sinned against eternity, and the utterance is got up to incorruptibility. Now it says, then there was the voice that came forth from incorruptibility and saying, you have mistaken Adolabroth, which is the God of the blind. So what happened was is that Sophia came in and said, Adolabroth, don't lie. There is a God before you, and he lives on the earth. And Adolabroth is very jealous and say, I am a jealous God of Adam, and I must suppress him and keep him into slavery, and keep him into slavery, and so it's still talking about that particular Adolabroth. Passes the power out of Adolabroth. Its thought is blind, having expelled its power, that is blasphemy, and has spoken. And it purged down into chaos, into the abyss, and its mother, and the instigation and forth the wisdom of the peace of Sophia. I don't even know why I'm reading this kind of stuff, because a lot of this stuff here you have to go in and stop and really see what it's saying, and it don't really deal with in a lecture. You see what I'm saying? Some things can be read and not said, you know, like that, no, and not said well, like that. Now let's try to get through this one last passage here. It says, next we will consider that the eon and the realm, they say that the earth don't go on time, it go on eon after eon after eon. And it don't go on really time and dates and all this kind of thing. You got the eon of this, the eon. So they said that the earth goes on certain eons. The eon of the mother at first, which is Isis. The eon of Osiris, where the god died, which is us dying. And then the eon of Heru, which is redemption. And those are the eons that you consider, not dates and stuff. And it says, we'll consider the eon realm, the model of the great eons of incorruptibility. They will also go to Sakla. When you see the word S-A-K-L-A, that's another word for a dog on a dollar bra. Their God, and they will go to the power of cursing the great men that dwell in their glory. And they will say to a dollar bra, what is this power of these people who have stood in your presence, who have been structured from posterity of from Cam, of the blackness, and Iapath and Japheth, which means the sons of Noah. Well, hell, if one of the sons of Noah was black, that means it's black. Then his brothers couldn't be nothing but black, and the damn father can't be nothing but black. You know what I'm saying? And Noah is only a biblical representation of the black people who fell from Atlantis in that flood. Not a literal thing of putting four or five animals in a damn boat and stuff like that type stuff. But it's just a mystical thing that's talking about Atlantis. Atlantis and stuff. The people have received back into the other realm and one and from which they have come and have overthrown the glory of your power in the dominion of your hand. For within the realms of the eons where your rule has been dominant, posterity of Noah thought that his son has done all will of yourself and all the powers. While also those people are the people who sojourned into glory, have done the pleasing to you, and but rather upset your entire throne. So they're actually saying that whoever these archons, they are talking to their father, Adalabroth, and they're telling him how these people of Cam and Noah have actually came and tore down your stuff and have gone back to their regular realms. So that this is when it's also talking about resurrection. Now, this particular book, the Gnostic Scriptures, is talking, it gives you the actual all the particular stuff that's actually going on in the Gnostic world. Now, this particular book there, Peace of Sophia, is the book that actually, this book was left by the Gnostics after they killed them all. This is the scriptures, some of the leftover scriptures that the Romans used to write the Bible. The other scriptures, they took them and hid them in Egypt in a place called Nag Hammadi, and they were found in 1945. So in actuality, this is the last book of the Gnostic script, but the last book went through, it was saved through eons and stuff. It was probably brought up into England by the Moors, and it was saved, but the earlier book that goes into the Adalabroth stuff, that stuff was hid until 1945. This book is dealing with Peace to Sophia is dealing with the Gnostic Gnostic unraveling of the books of the Savior. So this particular book is dealing with the stuff on the Savior and what the Savior is supposed to do. And basically, the Savior redeems himself and others by light. Well, at first I said, you imagine a great light around you. Well, that was one particular part, but the real part of light is synonymous to what? Knowledge and understanding. So the more and more you study and understand the mysteries of the universe, and more you study and stuff, the more and more you kill Adalabroth by your thoughts. So now, this is the key. There's a lot of stuff that's in the New Age that, you have to read with a grain of salt, but there's one mystery that you can always do. That is, you get your ancient scripts. Your Gnosticism, your Hermeticism, your ancient Egyptian Book of the Dead, and you deal with a lot of ancient stuff. And if the new stuff don't pan out where they can bear witness to the ancient stuff, you know that's the white man coming in making some new shit for himself. Always deal with stuff where they include the ancient knowledge, and you'll know that particular stuff that they're explaining now is more truthful. You see what I'm saying? More truthful and all. So that's what you do. You deal with the ancient knowledge, and that's how you actually can determine on whether you are on the right path and stuff. But the key is when it comes to light, light is based on understanding, and that's one of the main keys. The more you understand, the more you put knowledge into this brain, the more and more your light shines. You see what I'm saying? So the more and more you think of importance and stuff outside that is not of truth and not of knowledge, the more and more you keep your light from enhancing. You see what I'm saying? So the deal is, C. Freeman L. used to say a lot of things. He said, because there's ways to do things with diet and certain things that you can do physically to enhance the quality of your chakras and the different things spiritually. But there's a way to bypass a lot of things that you have to do physically, like diet and a lot of certain meditation by just basically understanding. when you understand, you can bypass different things, different realms. Take for instance, in psychic realms, you got people that don't understand ancient knowledge, and they can only pick up psychic things based on what somebody's mother's doing and what kind of marriage. And basically, that's what you have on your psychic hotline. Those people, see, there's different realms of psychic phenomenon. And based on your level of understanding the great mysteries of ancient, is that you greater get to the realms that the other psychics can't get to. Some psychics can only deal with the fourth dimension and the third dimension, which is basically mundane realms. You see what I'm saying? So when you come in and ask them something about something very high spiritual, they can only give you the mundane part of it. You see what I'm saying? They won't even pick it up because they can't get on that realm. But the more knowledge you can have, the more you can get on higher realm. So even in the psychic realm, a psychic don't necessarily mean a person has access to the knowledge that's on those realms because it's gateways. And you can't get on those gateways to try to understand. So certain spiritual entities can't even come and even sojourn with you now that you have a certain knowledge of those spiritual entities. You see what I'm saying? So because most of those people are just basic psychics, where the psychic is only, a psychic is only conducive to the knowledge that emanates it. So basically, if they don't know of any type of knowledge, they can only do psychic things based on the physical world. So they can do things based on a little bit of things to tell you what you're going to happen in the future, a few things of what's going to happen, and a few things that's happened around you in your everyday life, but they can't tell you things on certain realms. And when it comes to some of these particular, some of them, they can't get to that because of racism. So a certain realms ain't going to open up to them also, too, because they understand that even if they give them some of that, they can't take what they see, and they always change it around. You see that? Very limited. Right, and see, like, take for instance, when I was up in New York, Bill Lilly said, "I'm gonna take you by this white lady," and then he stopped, and I guess he got a challenge. He said, "By the way, she won't even know that you even have knowledge whatsoever, because that realm that you deal on, she won't even be able to even count. She can only deal on the realm that what knowledge that she has. Even though this woman here was an advanced person, that was this head witch." And I was like, well, I don't even mess around with her and stuff. I said, and that's the reason why they caught you up in some stuff recently and stuff, because they, you know, because they vampires. You see, and they can get your stuff. But the key is also, a lot of them, I have met some of them, and they have no, and they're scientists, but they have no way of knowing that I have any knowledge whatsoever. Although they can see your light and stuff, and they can say, oh, your aura is real strong, but they can't. They don't know because they're not on that particular realm. They're not on that particular realm. So the best way to kill him is basically you based on your understanding. So even this, and I've come to find out now, even with the books, it's one thing to read the books, and it's one thing if you just take some time to yourself. A lot of times we take same time to ourselves. We have relaxation. We don't be thinking about nothing knowledgeable. Take time to yourself to just sit down and think on knowledgeable things, something that's knowledge on how you're going to get out of this and what are the things that you've got, the stuff that you have learned by now, and therefore you will get the actual channels, or you will get the actual understanding. There's only one problem with getting a certain understanding, because we don't have confidence in ourselves. When the stuff come to us, we just say, oh, that's it, some shit. I'm just thinking of some shit. It should be so correct, be so true, and you know it's true, but you be like, that's just me thinking. I'm making this up. That ain't you thinking. That's actually a channel, and you thinking it's something else because we don't have confidence in ourselves. And I'm guilty of that myself. You see, I'm guilty of that myself because there's always a constant thing you have to work at because we've been trained this particular way. So these are things that we also talk about that you have to, that you actually have to do to get to a certain level. Now, in the Kabbalah, it also says that, in short, the chosen people are the light of the world, which is us. And the light, which at the present is mixed with darkness, the Gentiles, the children of Eshu, Esua, Eshu, that ain't got nothing to do with no Eshu. This darkness will vanish little by little. First Israel will look for as the dawn. Next, she will become fair as the moon, then as clear as the sun, and lastly, as terrible as an army with banners. Such is the reformulation of Jehovah. Then it is accomplished. Not a Gentile will be left to pollute the earth. For Israel will become the messianic shin and unite the tongue of God and the utterance of his name until the entire universe will vanish into absolute light. So that means that the universe is a holographic universe. You see what I'm saying? And this is the meaning of illumination of the Kabbalah. So they're talking about Israel having light, but it is mixed with darkness, or it is mixed. And in A.E. Waite's Kabbalah, they said that they talk about these particular ones that are, they call them, what did they call these particular ones? They call them intruders. And they say these are intruders that followed Israel in their exodus from bondage, which means in actuality they're talking about us and stuff, with a certain people going to a certain level. And all that the fathers, or even they're talking about people that's here now that have not been sorted out, that have not been sorted out, and all. Now, it's interesting because Adonibrach in actuality, they say, is weak and is dying, but he is being helped by a group of secret society like the Illuminati. They do rituals and things to keep him afloat. Or they keep him afloat by keeping this thing prominent when it comes to a Christian religion and all this particular stuff. And you notice everything on cable is all these religious shows. And they got about 10,000 black people preaching. They got sisters preaching. They even got a singing preacher. They got some black man. He got an hour-long show. He just sang the whole time. He sang his damn gospel. He sang his thing out. And they just keep this thing afloat the whole time. They keep this thing afloat the whole time, and they can do this and all. So in actuality, he is actually weak. But the key is the only people have to know the light is us, and left in this room, but basically us, who so happens to be serious about what they're into. And basically being serious about you into, it doesn't necessarily have to be a 24-hour endeavor. It's just got to be a part of your daily life where you're constantly thinking about it when you're just doing what you're doing. Because thoughts are things, and that's the key that we're talking about here, is constantly doing it while you are doing what you're doing, because that's the main key. And so we're talking about some kind of balance that we're talking about here, And so that's what the deal is. Another book is a little small book you can get, you can buy, is the Gnostic Gospel by Elaine Pagels. She was one of the ones that first translated the scriptures from Coptic in 1977 also, too. She also got one called Adam, Eve, and the Serpent. Another book is called Jung and the Lost Gospel, Inside of the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Nag Hammadi Library. The Nag Hammadi Library is the one that they found in 1945. The Dead Sea Scrolls is the one they found in 1947. You see, 1947. It also has a whole chapter on Adonibrach called Princes of the World, Myth of the Tyrant Angels. Princes of the World, Myth of the Tyrant Angels. And this particular person, his name is Stephen A. H-O-E-L-L-E-R. What's that? H-O-E-L-L-E-R. And they talk about the myth of the tyrant angels, which is also Adonibrach and stuff. But remember now, when you're reading the Jesus up in here, this is not the Jesus of 2,000 years ago. This Jesus now is you in the physical body that's getting ready to be redeemed. It has nothing to do with a historical Jesus whatsoever that did not exist. Or if he did exist, he was a false person saying that I am the Christ and you need to follow me. As the scriptures also said also, too, in so many words, that there was a false Messiah that came. But the false Messiah that everybody is waiting on came 2,000 years ago. Basically what the Gnostics, and this is the reason why they had to kill these people off. Now, here you're supposed to be a so-called spiritual people and supposed to be the light of the world, and you're supposed to be Christianity, supposed to be the way. But seem to me, your whole history from the start of taking somebody's work from them and killing them off so it wouldn't be revealed that you plagiarized their work and changed it around to fit your political enslavement of people, all the way through the Crusades up until now, all Christianity has done on this earth is kill people. Kill people, kill people. You see what I'm saying? Under the banner of the divine destiny and bringing Christ to the rest of the doggone world and the whole nine yards. Bringing people a book that they hear they already had a million years before the cracker even came.
No.
With a lie. You know, with a lie. You know, so what we're going to do.
So, y'all listening, you know, they say that we live in an upside down world. You know what I'm saying? But what Bobby is expressing is that, you know, everything, the Antichrist, you know, everything that we're waiting on, you know, all of these broken promises, it has already happened. You know what I mean? It has already happened. So, powerful.
This is right now we're going to go into a question and answer period to get some other juices flowing and also we can disseminate some of this particular information here also too. Because remember now, your questions are not questions. They are answers. There are answers that's actually asking for insight or asking for clarity of answers in the first doggone place. So it don't have nothing, so there's no such thing. So that's why the question and answers are actually important because they're not questions. They're answers that need to be clarified. What's that? And then you, she raised her hand. What's that? Okay. A sister went to a Bojan ritual last night in Philly. She called me this morning. And they told them how to make money, how they could do a ritual to the god, let me get this right, which would be equivalent to Gemini. Any god you can cross-reference to, I think it's Azuli. No, hold on, let me see. That would be Oshun, yes, see. Let me just look down here for, down my, Roger, hold on, Azuli. Edoedo, Ogufarelli, Oshingo. It's Azuli. Azuli, that would be Oshun. So it's either Azuli or Oshun. One of the two. Azuli, Oshun, what should that be in Isis? What should that be in Egypt? Aset? Heheru. Heheru. Hathor, Heheru. So it's Oshun. Erzuli or Heru. But so since this is Bojan, I would rather you to put Oshun and Erzuli. I want you to put those two because we don't know what I think that was coming from the Bojan, which we know Bojan and them was hand in hand, but I would rather for you to put both of them and the other leaving two of them out because you calling the name. It means the same person, but I would just say put both of them. So it's dealing with, so Hathor would also be the heavenly Mary for those people that are stuck in Christianity or whatever you want to call it. There's the earthly Mary that has the baby, then there's the heavenly Mary, which would be basically Sophia. It's all the same thing. One thing about the goddesses, they're all intertwined. You can't really say one without the other when you really talk about it. Because it's all oneness. It's the same thing. It's all oneness. Just like 99 attributes of Allah. It's the same thing. So what the deal is, and that's one reason why Christianity is such a slave religion, for the simple fact it does not give you your attributes that you can use to actually spiritually help yourself, like Islam does with the 99 attributes, as well as all other religions give you the attributes that they. Christianity just tell you to be subservient to some particular God that's going to kill you. And my point is I want to say this one thing. My point is this. You really got to be an insecure person to want a whole world to worship you and be up under you. And they don't even get no fruits of the kingdom, not unless they worship you and be subservient to you. That's really the devil. If you God and you created something, why would you be so insecure of the creation of the first thing that you created when you got the blueprints of creation? But that lets you know that one doesn't have the blueprints of creation because he only created a shell for bondage, but she put the original Adam down in anyway that is above him. You see, that's the concept of what you say. So now, she said you get, this is what you do. She said you have to go and you have to buy two pieces of parchment paper.
It's all making sense.
Two pieces of parchment paper. You take those two pieces of parchment paper and you write on both pieces of paper your bills and everything that you need money for. You see what I'm saying? Everything that you need money for. I would say basically be moderate or be moderate when you do these things and all. Ask for what you need and not no dream shit. Don't ask for no kind of stuff or some foolishness. You know what I'm saying? So ask for what you need and stuff, you see. Like that now. So don't ask them to give you a damn career in singing or some other dumb job. Or give you $1 million so you can act a fool and be like RuPaul and the rest of them crazy fools out there. So what you're gonna do is the first thing you're gonna do is you're going to get two pieces, you're gonna list all your bills on the parchment paper. You're gonna take one of the paper and you're gonna put honey on one piece. And you're gonna fold it up and you're gonna put it, that's Oshun, right? Yep. Or Azuli. And you're gonna fold it up and you're gonna put it in a paper bag. Then you're gonna tie that paper bag in a string at the top. And for some kind of reason you take that string and you're gonna either put a thumbtack or you're gonna tape it up under your table. Whatever table you got, whether you got a kitchen table, end table, or whatever kind of table you got, I'm saying. You put it up under your table. If you ain't got a bar in your house, put it wherever you put some. Put it up under a table and let that bag hang down. The other piece you're gonna take and you're gonna put it on the altar or on a shelf or anything. You know what I'm saying? And you're gonna put a pink candle on it and burn it. And basically, they say this is supposed to just give you everything you need. They say it's a real good one coming from. I mean, these people had to come in there and spend $10 just to get this ritual from some sister that went to Haiti to get this particular ritual. So you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So you being witness to this stuff and all, because you know Oshun. So those people who need to, how many people need to spell Oshun right? Yeah. Okay. And that's the particular ritual on that particular thing. So that's all you have to do. And basically, I'm going to tell you, basically, when people is doing stuff for the first time, basically, it works. And everybody I told the four-penny ritual to about going to a crossroads on Monday and putting four pennies on each corner of the, four pennies on this corner, put four pennies on this corner, four pennies on this corner, on each corner of the crossroads and asking Legba or Ilegba for financial lead usually works about a week after. But everybody used to do that, and it actually did work. And did it work for you, too? Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. 4 pennies, well, that'd be 16 pennies, right? Because you got to put 4 pennies on each corner of a crossroad on Monday and ask Ilegba, and you have Ilegba and Bodon, and you ask them for financial lead. Huh? You spell your Ilegba form. ELE. Yeah, that's and ask them that and stuff. And that usually what my brother used to do these things, and he would go and try to get these loans and stuff, and he, you know, the loan don't be no more than like $200, and he said, go to the people and say, I want $5,000. The woman said, I can't give you that. But then she'll end up giving him $1,000 for something that I think something like an old beat up piece of card that was only $200 he was supposed to get back. She gave him like $2,000, but he used to work them to death. They stopped working when that's all you about. That's when they stopped working. You just doing rituals to get money. You don't give a damn about nothing, and you start doing rituals like that. That's when they stop working for you. What's that?
Mm-hmm.
means that is true. And see, the sister, the woman in the Bodung priestess might have gave that, but the sister, when she called me, she didn't know that I got to call her back because that is right. Now, unless you're dealing with Obakala, everybody, and even he is what, Tuesday? Now, unless you're dealing with Obakala, which is every day. Right. And so I would suggest to do that on Shumu ritual on Friday and Legba is Monday. So you do it at 5 o'clock on Friday. Well, you know. Or either you get in the process of writing your stuff out. You can start it at 5 o'clock on Friday or writing your stuff out too. You see what I'm saying? All that too and all. But then again, on the other hand, that's what I said in the earlier lecture, is we got to start going back and doing the type of stuff that's going to help us out with the orishas. You see what I'm saying? Because each person has got at least 4 orishas around them, helping them the whole time. And so it's your job to try to find out what orishas is around you and what orishas is around you and pay homage to them, or either just to recognize that they are there around you. You see what I'm saying? But they can trick a bunch of niggas now, I'm telling you. Also, there's a good book called The Super Book of Healing, which is an excellent book to try to work with the 99 attributes of Allah or whatever. See, I believe that in actuality, you know, some people, they love Islam. That is, and some people love this. It's not a matter to say that they should abandon it. They should try to use the esoteric side of their particular part. So what happens is most of the time, those people, because they love that, is because that in their previous lives, they probably was in those particular schools. So they somehow spiritually are drawn towards that. Some people are spiritually drawn towards the Hebrew thing. That means that you need to deal with the Kabbalah and more Hebrew things. Some people are spiritually drawn towards the Islamic thing. That means you need to search for Sufism. Christianity, since this is a derivative of both Hebrew and Gnosticism, you need to search for the Gnosticism as well as the Hebrew thing and also deal with that too. Some people are drawn towards the ancient Egyptian thing, which you need to search towards that type of thing. But on the other hand, it's good all the time to embrace all of it because you don't want to be sectarian in your mind and stuff, because that's what's messing us up now. So many groups, you see what I'm saying? And with our mind, we always try to be superior over other groups when everything is in fragments. So I'm a person to say that in actuality, we need to penetrate some of the super teachings, which is a lot of stuff now, but some of the stuff that really needs to be studied now is a lot of Sufism, to the simple fact that it's still a discipline that a lot of people haven't tapped in. And some people get the Super Book of Healing. I always tell people to get the People of the Secret there. It's a very scholarly book, but to understand more of the Sufi and mysticism is the People of the Secret, which is actually talking about the Moors. Sufi means woolly head one, was another name for the Moors. So I tell them to get the Sufi ism, as well as getting the Way of the Sufi and the Way of the Sufi and a couple other books. One thing about some Sufi books, they give you spiritual teachings, but they don't give you a lot about the discipline. But each person, whatever discipline you are growing towards, that's the one. So sometimes you like Christianity, that means that you just got the clip for the mystic Christianity. You see what I'm saying? What's that book? Well, it's the last eclipse of the last eclipse of the millennium. I would say that it was very significant inwardly than it was outwardly. I think it represents a certain energy, not only on the planet, but a certain energy that is now we have available to us to polarize within us. You see, if you go and read any of these books, even when you read the Bible, because like I said, now I'm not telling you to abandon the Bible, because I just tell you to just get the first 4 Gospels also too, and that way you can be done with the stuff that even though those people who wrote those were doggone masters, Paul was a doggone Gnostic See what I'm saying? And I would say also, to look at what stages. In every stage, they got a certain stage that not only did they say the world take, but the body take. Your revelation is nothing but a book of alchemy. That's what it is. It's a book of alchemy. The red dragon, the green dragon, the white horse, and all that stuff is going on inside of your body. Also, so I would suggest what stages. So basically, if it was the final moon before the millennium, then that means we're talking about a final phase in history. As right now, we got one thing you had. Now, what are the odds of this? We know that the white buffalo was born on our Indian reservation in 1994. What are the odds that was a 1 out of 1 million chance? Well, it was a 1 out of 3 million chance that a second one would be born, and a second one was born this year, another white buffalo, which even transcended the Indian scriptures that they didn't even count on. You see what I'm saying? That they didn't even count on, which also gives rise to there's two messiahs in the world. People don't know that Egypt had two messiahs. They had Heru and they had Mayat. Mayat is a form of the messiah, too. It's the feminine half. That's why you get the word Horus Marku or Har-Marku, which is Heru, Maya, and Ku, which means pyramid, and it means word made truth. Also, you get Malku, which is the end of the Kabbalah, which is the earth part. It's called a kingdom. It's called a fallen daughter. It's called a fallen daughter. And it's Malku, which is a form of Marku, Heru Marku, or Horus Marku, word made truth. And Ku means pyramid. So it's talking about apex. And so the fallen daughter and all form of the Messiah or this end is both male and female. You get the word in Sumerian, you get the word Tiamat. That's Tiamaya, land of Maya, Tiamat, which is also talking about the great mother, but the great mother will be in the end. Land of Maya, Tiamat. And you get in Islam, you get the Messiah, which is also feminine because you get the word Mahdi. It's Mahdi, which is Mayadi. Mahdi is a form of Maya, which is the Messiah in Islam, which is the Messiah in Islam. So you get that particular part. So give me some questions. What's that? And then this. Uh-huh. At this particular time, there's no such thing. You always fall short of speaking with one system. I'll tell you why. Because those systems originated at first with mystery systems in school with complete comprehensive systems. Since the mystery system is closed down, you have a fragment. And so now the fragment is what you can't pick up on one, you pick up on the other. So the thing about the knowledge is the knowledge didn't start from different areas all over the world. It was one landmass, and it was different schools that were teaching the same thing. So I would say that the Orisha is the Egyptian system, as well as the Egyptian is the Orisha system. The Kabbalistic is all of that particular stuff, because we got the Kabbalah on the walls of Egypt. I got a picture of that particular Kabbalah with the Pharaoh holding it up. So I would always say that right now, everything is so much in fragments, so you'll fall short just going in one discipline. At first, you know, I used to study the Egyptian, and I wouldn't look at nothing Hebrew. I wouldn't look at nothing. I'd say, this is it. But then I found out that that's fragment, too. Because Egypt wasn't just this one little discipline with the Book of the Dead and the gods. It was a bad system. You see what I'm saying? So, first of all, I want to say this. There are certain sciences that we used to study. And at certain times, those sciences stopped. They had a break in them based on people coming in and tearing down the priesthood. One way, so the energy on those science, you can get a certain amount of knowledge, but the energy, if you want to get to the energy side, I would suggest to add Yoruba and Bodun in that particular system, because those systems didn't never stop. Those systems, Bodun and Yoruba is the only system on the planet that you can account from way back in Atlantis that didn't have a stop up until this date. That's why the Orishas work. You see what I'm saying? And I'm going to bear witness to that because, like I say, I healed my niece's heart. She had a half a heart on Friday. I did an Obakalot ritual that Friday night. And Monday she had a whole heart when he went to Philadelphia. But the doctor killed him anyway. You see, the doctors killed him anyway. So what was the...
Really doing some real good stuff and all, you see, also too.
they take stuff and run with it and all this kind of thing. And you and you, what's that? You see what I'm saying? Outside of me. Because I'm going to tell you the truth, my spirit is just as old as theirs. That's just the way it is. You see what I'm saying? It's just as old as theirs. You see? So I'm not telling you to what, Carter. I'm telling you basically what they told me they wanted me to deal with them on the level. And you have to get to that level because they was through with me on the other end. Through with me. I can get none of that stuff to work no more. They say, all right, you can't. It ain't about that. And once you attain a certain amount of gnosis, you are one with those gods. You see, you are one with those type of gods. So therefore, I cannot be apart from them because I am them because we are as, you see what I'm saying? Like that also. So that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about trying to get to a certain level of God. See, you think like a god, that's one thing. Think like a human is a whole other thing and all the type of things. So late in the game is the form of thinking like God. Now, I say this same thing, too. You got people that's been over there and it's been a religion for hundreds of years now. That's because they lost the gnosis that at one time it was a system to raise up to the Godhead. You see, to raise up to the Godhead. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, because there is no such thing. Because my thing is I am the Great Mother. You see, the concept I'm talking about, when you're talking about chaos, when you're dealing with chaos, there cannot be no separation because there cannot be ultimately it cannot be a definition. We talk in defining terms to define the indefinable, to define the indefinable. And I understand this stuff, what you're saying about the respect on the what you call it type thing, but take for instance and all, where you, in naturalist, okay, case in point, doing what I do, like I gave a brother, told a brother to do a Vodun ritual. And the brother wasn't right, so they came to him and whipped up on his behind because the brother was, you know, I believe the brother was an agent, too. So for a whole week, they made him go crazy. This is indefinable, but no way is nothing in this picture separate from the other thing. And to deal with something outside of your own self is to deal with a God inferior than your own self. That's the first thing in the doggone message to the black man. And I understand the humility part based on ego. And I think it's kind of premature for me to tell certain people that they need to do certain things and stuff if you haven't gotten to that particular level. Exactly. And it's on one level, but see, I'm explaining that because I have a basic understanding of the type of thing. It's just like when I was talking to Melchizedek, I said, "You a damn woman, ain't you?" And he said, "I like you. You got it." You see what I'm saying? But it's a whole other concept. You see what I'm saying? But I knew what was going on. I said, "You're a woman, ain't you?" I could have said, "You a man, too," and he would have probably said, "Yeah, too." But with the concept of the spiritual, he said, "I like you." So it's a certain amount of knowledge and understanding, I would say. I wouldn't say do a certain amount of things if you didn't have a certain amount of knowledge and understanding. And I will say that much. There is a certain amount of bypass and certain amount of things based on knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. But I do know I have been a practitioner of everything in the book. I have tried it. I have tried everything in the world, and one night I went through all of them. And I tell you to God, all the stuff, and the same crackers up in New York, they did the same thing, and they burnt down the house, and it exploded. Off the same business. Crackers say, "Oh, I did that, man, and we got people that was caught on fire up in here." I said, "Well, they ain't did nothing." But then again, on the other hand, it depends on what level we on. What level we on? This sister here in you. What's that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. That's good. You know, we get a group of them that come out and all, and some of them are able to stay, but they end up not being able to sell as much. It's like Paris. He was a disaster in the financial thing because he was talking good stuff. KRS-One was one of the best ones that did what he did and was able to get away with it for a short time, but even he don't sell now. But like Public Enemy.
So far from where I started out, so far from where I'm be listening for answers in the wind, but can't find a right to plant my feet. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Down on my knees and now I'm praying for patience. I know there's gotta be a better way. In the back of my mind I hear my mama say, slow down baby, going too fast. You got your hands in the air with your feet on the gas. You're about to wreck your future, running from your past. You need to slow to the one who adores. I thought that all my obstacles were behind me, walking around like I'm made out of diamonds. I tripped and fell and it reminded me to move over and let my angel guide me.
Royalty. All right, well, thank you. I'll put the clip in the show notes, guys, for you guys to listen to that later. But, I mean, Bobby dropped a lot of gems. There's no more talking to do, really, after that. But, you know, for you to just sit. At times, you guys, you need to just listen. You know, instead of always talking, you know, sometimes we just should listen, right? All right, guys, till next time, join me tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. Here on Enhancing Awareness Radio. Y'all know the drill. All right, guys, till next time.
I want to leave my footprints on the sands of time. Know there was something bad, something that I left behind. When I leave this world, I'll leave no regrets. Leave something to